Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, we've got backstage details on the Sammy Guevara Impact Wrestling situation. Steve recaps NXT UK, and we preview tomorrow's Bloodsport 5 and tonight's SmackDown. But first, we have backstage details on what to expect at WrestleMania. Larson, what's in the news?
So, if you remember, prior to the Rumble, it was reported that much of the WrestleMania 37 card, apart from Roman's match, apparently they knew who his opponent was going to be, was up in the air. Today, WrestleVotes reported the card may finally be taking shape. This is what they tweeted. Quote, conversation with the source recently stated the latest WrestleMania creative meeting had Edge versus Reigns, Belair versus Banks, Orton versus Wyatt, Bad Bunny tag on the books with nearly everything else open, including the WWE title matchup. Wow. Same source stressed nothing is set in stone. However,
some of these aren't necessarily shocking. However, for example, Edge versus Reigns, that hasn't been official. Like Edge sort of like disappeared this past week.
Yeah. Last week on SmackDown though, Roman had plenty of words for Edge.
And, he did.
Of the three potential titles that Edge can go after, the three potential champions, Roman, I believe, is the only one to mention Edge following his tour of the three shows. I don't believe on this past Monday Drew mentioned Edge at all.
Right. And obviously Finn didn't as well. They all have their own things going on, as does Reigns. But yeah, that seems to be a much clearer matchup there. Edge versus Reigns, babyface versus heel. They both have a case to be the main event on night two of WrestleMania. That seems incredibly likely. And evidently Edge doesn't draw ratings, and SmackDown's the show that kind of doesn't need the extra ratings draw. Although lately it hasn't been great, but still,
still been better than Raw.
It's been better than Raw. Yeah. So who knows? Maybe they can throw a bunch more money at Brock because Brock might draw some ratings for Raw. I don't know. I mean, that's a pretty big matchup.
I don't know.
I mean, I get the feeling that like Sheamus isn't going to do the trick. There was also a report out, I believe from Meltzer saying that that Keith Lee isn't exactly on Vince McMahon's list.
It wasn't Meltzer.
Oh, was it Ringside News, Larson? Oh, okay. No wonder our notes were bereft of the Keith Lee story. Well, if that's to be believed, he hasn't been on TV lately, but then watch it. Sunday, he'll come in like a bulldozer and win that U.S. title.
Yeah.
So, we'll see about all that. There doesn't seem to be a strong contender for Drew McIntyre right now on Raw,
which is
for
really
a
surprising
WrestleMania
given,
level match.
It's really surprising given the depth of main event talent over on SmackDown. I understand in WWE's minds, Edge versus Reigns is probably the top match they could put on from a star power perspective.
Yeah.
That being said, the main event depth on SmackDown is deeper than Raw right now, the way creatively they've been approaching things. And now that Seth is back as well, there's probably at least three or four people that would be legit contenders to reign to WrestleMania that would have the star power, in terms of potential storylines. There's tons of people. Raw, just felt like Drew and Edge made the most sense.
I really feel like if this wasn't WWE, like normal way of doing things, and if Seth hadn't taken time off, and if he hadn't spent so much time with Rey Mysterio, I know you think that his gimmick, and I feel this way too, Seth's gimmick is a bit on the stale side. I feel like if they had you had that same gimmick where he is a top heel guy, and they had given him more matchups, more twists and turns with his story, I feel like a meeting between him and Roman, the two top heels basically in the company, could have been a lot of fun for a headliner WrestleMania type thing. Mm-hmm. Let the fans sort of choose who, what bad guy they're going to root for. Given their history, I think that could have been good, but obviously that's not going to be the case now. You're right. SmackDown does have a lot of main event talent, but Raw has squandered a lot of potential main event talent there with Bob Lashley, who's a monster, Keith Lee, who knows if that story's true. I mean, they probably could have built up Sheamus, given his run lately, a bit, like, they could have built that turn a bit better.
Yeah, that turn felt kind of, we knew it was coming, but it felt kind of out of the blue when it happened, you know?
It didn't seem like it was necessarily
motivated by anything.
Yeah, it really did, and yeah. So, anyways, that's pretty interesting. Also interesting, we've got some backstage details on the Sammy Guevara Impact Wrestling situation in the latest Wrestling Observer newsletter. Dave Meltzer had some additional details about the creative differences between Sammy and Impact, noting that Guevara was scheduled to take place in three matches during the last round of Impact tapings. Meltzer adds, though he couldn't confirm it, that Guevara was to take part in a six-man tag match where the winning team would compete in a triple threat match where the winner would challenge for the X Division title. With Guevara then pitching the idea that he'd win the title and take it back to AEW. In the end, none of it happened, and as Dave Meltzer puts it, Impact was really mad about AEW sending talent over, putting plans in place, and then the talent wouldn't do what was planned. Everything appears to be smoothed over now, but there are those in Impact who said that the company was not happy at first with how it went down, and it could have impacted relationships. Of course, again, remember Dave Meltzer said he couldn't confirm it, but that's what he had heard. If that's true, yeah, there needs to be a bit better communication before anybody hops on a plane anywhere. And again, you know, this is just going to be growing pains for when you have these Forbidden Door situations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, obviously, Impact has some creative plans in place for where they're going with that X Division title. They have the storyline with TJP and Rohit going for a while. And the X Division there is already loaded. It's absolutely stacked with talent.
It really is, yeah.
And I don't know if they necessarily want to sidetrack all that, you know, for a storyline that would maybe last a couple weeks, you know?
It's kind of a big ask, you know? It's like if you look on the other side of that Forbidden Door with New Japan and Impact and their deal, they're starting off pretty slowly. They just have Finjuice coming in, and then they'll probably build from there. If this is true and Sammy Guevara wanted to take the X Division title back to AEW, that's kind of a lopsided thing right there. You know what I mean? That's kind of, I don't know if you really want to go.
Well, Meltzer also mentioned in this report that he would win the title, take it to AEW, and then I guess be stripped of the title.
That's lame.
They'd have a tournament to determine the new champion.
Okay, well, I will say this, though. In his defense, that's really no different than how they treat that title in general. I mean, that title does have a pretty big turnover. Mm. But if they're trying to establish it as, I mean, TJP's had it for a little while now. If they're trying to establish that title as, hey, we're trying to take it more seriously and have longer championship reigns. Mm. And if we're going to put it on a guy, we want to make sure that we're okay with that guy. A title loss will mean something if he gets pinned or submitted. As opposed to he just goes AEW and gets stripped. It's kind of a lame. That's kind of a lame finish there. But
yeah, I don't know necessarily where that would lead in terms of storylines between AEW and Impact, where he wins the title, shows up in AEW. Haha, I have this. What's he gonna dump it in the garbage? You know.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure Impact does not want that happening. So.
Yeah, and on top of that, it's just sort of the principle of the matter where if you set something up. Okay, we're bringing a guy in, then all of a sudden he wants to like make a drastic change, which makes him look good, but nobody else. I don't really know that's something. Yeah, I could understand why there'd be frustration. Again, that's if that's true, but who knows. there's probably more more sides to that particular story.
Yep, probably.
So this morning I enjoyed my coffee with a Joe coffee match as he took on Rampage Brown in the main event of NXT UK. I asked the friendos out there in the last episode, hey, do you guys still want me to do this? And overwhelmingly, I saw a lot in the comments.
People said, a lot of yays.
Yeah, keep doing it. Fun episode of NXT UK this week. It kicked off with Shaw Samuels trying to get a kid's Heritage Cup. So we got a five-round Heritage Cup match between these two, and they told a really fun little story here. Basically, it was anytime a kid strayed from the strategy of let's try to pick apart the bigger Shaw Samuels, it didn't work out for him. Mm-hmm. So Shaw Samuels in the first minute was playing possum, you know, with he's very clever. He's a veteran playing possum against the ropes, trying to get a kid off him when he was trying to get a submission on him. Mm-hmm. As the ref turns to back up a kid, Shaw Samuels pounces, gives him a scoop slam and makes a kid tap out with the butcher's hook in with about 30 seconds left in the round. So first round, Shaw Samuels goes up 1-0. Round two, a kid with a head full of steam after losing that first round, tries to come out strong with a huge drop kick, but Shaw Samuels just tossed him to the side. Again, A-Kid, you know, using his emotion and not his head, getting him in trouble. Eventually, he goes to, like, a sleeper hold. Shaw gets to the ropes, happens again. With 20 seconds left, A-Kid doles out a really nasty suicide dive to, like, the back of Shaw Samuels' head as he goes out of the ring. Time runs out, though, so at that point, it's still 1-0 Shaw Samuels. Round three, A-Kid comes out with a much more cooler demeanor, a lot of strikes, leg kicks, picking apart Shaw Samuels, works over his leg, hits a really great one-leg drop kick, gets a pin to tie it up with about 1:30 left in the round. So we're tied 1-1 going into round four. Round four, A-Kid starts strong early, hits a bridging suplex for two. Shaw Samuel comes back with a massive lariat. Let's see here, about 10. Yeah. So again, A-Kid, I think, goes to the top and tries for like a drop kick or a fun splash or something, but that goes against him because he needs to be more technical against Shaw Samuels. Shaw Samuels locks in a butcher's hook, but time runs out. The bell rings. He believes he's won that round because the bell rang, but it was just time running out. Mm-hmm. The ref had to remind him. So that gets him sort of steamed. We're still tied 1-1 going into the fifth round. A-Kid is able to take advantage of Shaw Samuels being a bit reckless because he's pissed because he thought he won. Locks on an armbar really quickly. But then again, when he takes a leap at Shaw Samuels, Shaw turns it into a really beautiful spine buster. A-Kid takes back over with some takedown submissions and then locks in an omoplata, and Shaw Samuels taps out. And so A-Kid is able to retain his Heritage Cup. Really fun. I like these British rounds matches. I think they're pretty
they're
fun.
Yeah, they're fun. They're mm-hmm. fun. They're really fun.
After that, we had a sort of a random Walter video where he just sort of explains who he is, because I guess, you know, he just sort of shows up for the big matches.
Yeah.
After that, we had a really fun match. Ben Carter's on a winning streak. This time he beat Josh Morrell with like a really cool spinning neckbreaker type thing. And then a frog splash got the win. Ben Carter is absolutely terrific. It wouldn't surprise me if they took a really, really long road to get him to the title with some twists and turns, because man, I actually see this guy. I could see maybe if I don't know how involved these days with travel restrictions Shawn Michaels is with NXT UK. I thought
he did most of the stuff just by teleconferencing.
Maybe that's the case. That could be the case. I could see him loving this guy, absolutely loving him. I mean, he's got tons of charisma. He's so much fun. His character work in the ring is so advanced. Mm-hmm. This is a really, really fun match. So Ben Carter gets the win there. We have a press conference for the women's title match between Mako Satomura and Kaylee Ray. Mako, chock full of confidence, says she's going to show Kaylee what it is to be a real champion. Kaylee Ray at one point sort of throws off Mako by speaking some Japanese and then claims that she's going to be NXT UK's forever champion. That match happens in 2 weeks. We get a video package with Nina Samuels and Zaya Brookside. They've got a match coming up where if it's sort of the Chuck Taylor thing, if Zaya loses, she's going to be carrying Nina Samuels' bags. Cause remember, mm-hmm. she's got that dude who carries her bags around, mm-hmm. you know, cause I guess she doesn't like to leave them in the locker room or something. After that, we had an impromptu Tyler Bate interview as he was leaving the PC. He's talking a lot these days about going outside and being with one with nature, and how I just get the feeling I don't have anything for him. And so he's just like, yeah, so I'm going to be like,
he's tired of being under lockdown, huh?
I think that's the thing. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because like Trent Seven, his tag team partner, was sort of saying the same thing. Like, that's why he decided to lose weight and to refocus himself, because he's just spending too much time on lockdown. Yeah. You know, this is a tough time for everybody. And this is a new goal I have. And it just seems like he's bored. And so Tyler Bate, same thing. Like, the great thing is, though, he's like, yeah, I'm going to go get out in nature. And he just sort of turns the corner into like this dark alley from like near the performance center. Yeah. I don't know. It's just sort of unintentionally funny. After that, we had I think this is the debut, at least since I've been watching, of Danny Luna versus Jobber Aaliyah James. And this is as close to a squash match as I think we get in NXT UK. Luna pretty much handles Aaliyah James with ease. I don't even know if Aaliyah James got any moves here.
Wow.
But Danny Luna showcasing her power ability. She got the win there with, I think it was like a power bomb or something. After that, yeah, here it is. Yeah, she trans. Yeah, James went for a fun splash, and Luna transitioned that into a sit out power bomb. After that, we had a Ginny Big Joe Connors promo. They cut that on Piper Niven. Ginny says she's going to put Piper back in her place. Her time is up. I don't really think Ginny's going to win that match, though. And then we had the main event, Joe Coffey versus Rampage Round. This was like 15 minutes of kind of just boxing, but they made it look as real as possible. It was just like men slapping meat, a lot of boxing stuff. Rampage got the win over Joe Coffey with a gut-wrench power bomb, a doctor bomb.
Dr. Bob.
Good stuff. Rampage got the win there. So, cool. Yeah, another solid episode of NXT UK.
Cool. We got another Bloodsport show this weekend, Saturday, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. Here's the card for Bloodsport 5. It looks pretty solid. You got J.R. Kratos versus Chris Dickinson.
The Dirty That'll Daddy.
Rocky Romero versus Simon Grimm.
That should be a good match.
Alex Coughlin versus Royce Isaacs. Nice. Cal Jack versus Super Beast.
Talk about men slapping meat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be good, man. I just want to see these guys just throw.
Hey, there's a match missing off this. We'll get to that in a second. Calvin Tankman versus Nolan Edwards. Bad Dude Tito versus Calder McCall. And then John Moxley versus Davey Boy Smith Jr.
Yes, that's right. That's the big match right there. The big
main event
right there. Yeah. Yeah, that's the main event. Anyways, you can check that at bloodsport.watch. It's also on Fight. It's on Fight TV as well.
It's a good question. The last weekend, the one prior to that was on Fight TV. I haven't checked to see if it's on Fight TV.
The Bloodsport 4 was on?
No, not that one. No. The one prior to that. Okay. The one that was in Indianapolis.
I don't even know where I got this preview from, to be honest.
Oh, well, yeah, it says here. It says here, bloodsport.watch or Fight here.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Go ahead and check on Fight TV to be sure. I'll do the SmackDown preview. It's pretty short here. So we got one item on the SmackDown preview. It's a six-man tag match. All six participants in Sunday's SmackDown Elimination Chamber
match. Yeah,
it's there.
It's there. It's totally on Fight. It is. Cool. Yeah.
All right. So you got Kevin Owens, Daniel Bryan, and Cesaro teaming up to take on Jey Uso, Baron Corbin, and Sami Zayn. So obviously, with this match, isn't going to last the entire 2 hours of SmackDown. So there'll probably be more going on.
I would think that's probably the case.
Although if it did last the entire 2 hours of SmackDown, that might be pretty cool given the talent in this bout. However, I won't be watching SmackDown tonight. It'll be you and the Enforcer handling the recap.
We're not going to talk SmackDown. We're just going to watch Unsolved Mysteries. I hope that's okay with everybody.
Okay. Very well.
We're going to do that.
It's only the go home for a pay-per-view. That's fine.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter, does it? And then, of course, we're going to be doing our live reactions to Elimination Chamber this Sunday with the Enforcer.
Our predictions are up right now for Elimination Chamber.
As are the Enforcers. That's right. So take a look at that. I love the Enforcer, man. He's got those manic picks every single time. He drops us with some manic picks. It's great.
He's rolling the dice, taking some risks to try to get that Trios title for himself.
Trying to get his hands on this Trios title, which it should be at your house, but it's not.
Sometimes 5 miles, it seems like a really long distance. So
it really shouldn't, man. Come on. Anyways, that's going to do it. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, live power rank, vintage 10 for the wins, and ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.